Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. Today, let's explore the evolving consumer expectations for immediacy and a frictionless experience, particularly with less complex and high-frequency products. While many credit unions have modernized their in-branch experiences and contact center processes to meet member demand for speed, some are still lagging behind, especially in the digital lending space. Think about it. Consumers no longer want to wait 5 to 7 days for credit card applications, and as a result, expediting loan origination has become vital for maintaining and growing market share. Joining me today to delve into this further is Scott Young, Senior Vice President, Emerging Services at Valera, formerly PSU Co-op Solutions, and Brian Riley, Co-Head of Payments at Javelin Strategy and Research. They're going to dive in and discuss how credit unions can keep up with these changing demands. Scott, to start things off, what are some of the challenges associated with digital account opening and credit card origination?
Well, thanks for having me. First off, I really appreciate this opportunity to talk about such a hot, relevant topic in our industry right now. I'm going to narrow this down to three different areas. I'm going to say, first off, lack of automation, right? I think there's been a fear factor that the system can actually do what humans can do, right? So there's been a fear factor of what's in this mysterious black box. It doesn't have to be that way. These are actually can be your rules put into a system and automated. So I think there's been some sort of misconception out there that a black box is a secret sauce. Instead, it's really, truly your own origination rules. I also think under lack of automation is a lack of, you know, digitizing of communications. If you think about the regulatory disclosures that are necessary or adverse action notifications, right? Those actually can be all digitized and be automated as well. And then lastly, under lack of automation, I think really understanding the operational efficiencies that can be gained. The system can remove, you know, human error, which actually can drive your pull-through rate even higher, but can also remove disparate treatment too. So it takes that subjectivity out of that. The second area I'd say is fraud. Everybody we talk to is nervous about not seeing a human, you know, and verifying who they truly are. And understandably, right, in this digital world we live in, there is a lot of fraud out there. I think digital lending can be perceived as a high risk for a credit union. But there are tools out there that can get people comfortable with the fraud aspect of not being able to see a member in person. I think it takes a layered approach of authentication and KYC, using artificial intelligence, machine learning to really capture the likelihood through those different touch points that you make that you're actually dealing with the right person. But we have a solution that actually allows you to upload a driver's license and a passport. And it's not just validating, you know, the front, it's actually validating the back. And we had a really good instance where this came into play. One of our first credit unions to turn on the solution, one of their first applications had a 99% hit rate, which means they forced them to upload the license and to the passport. And then at the end, also take a selfie. And we like to say fraudsters don't like to take selfies, right? So that's one catch right there. But all the technology is matching the selfie with the face on the license for sure. But also at the end, that actually worked out pretty good because it was a fake ID. But where we caught it was when we actually went to the DMV and validated that license. So this is an example of, we were able to stop that fraud, stop that credit line from going out. And this may be something that, quite frankly, could have got by in a branch experience because they wouldn't have the technology to verify the back of the ID because the front ID looked pretty well. And last, I'd say to round it out from an obstacle perspective would be integration obstacles, right? I think the ability to build real-time integration, so real-time core builds, real-time account builds in the core, real-time account builds in the processor, real-time account builds in the mobile banking apps, I think that's paramount to really driving this. And sometimes technology doesn't keep up with what the demand is. And so I think, for example, I was working at the credit union, many people would come to us just for our card products, and which was, you know, obviously very exciting. But then there's the hurdle of membership, right? Like, why do I have to join a credit union to get this product? So if you take away some of that hurdle by allowing them to become a member at the same time as opening your credit card through digital and having those valid checks points in place, I think you can increase your pull through and increase your engagement.
You know, Scott, something you say there that's really interesting is one of the biggest challenges credit unions have today is the age of its membership. And it plays right to the sweet spot. These are all things that are native to Gen Z and Gen X and certainly the the younger age cohorts. And I would think they play really well. You know, in addition to that, getting that card activated is one of the biggest challenges that financial institutions have. You know, being able to make sure it doesn't sit dormant in a wallet and it gets used and you start that muscle memory. And that's one of the reasons that quick activation and the whole digital play is essential.
Yeah, it's a great point, Brian. I mean, I know a couple of years ago, I was trying to evangelize that digital issuance was going to be table stakes sooner or later. Now it's digital issuance at the time of application approval that is truly table stakes to get that immediate spend and that immediate engagement. So good call there.
Scott, on that note, how can credit unions deliver the power of immediacy and seamlessness members expect, you know, in the digital credit card application and the approval process?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I'm going to try to offer a bit of a playbook here for you. So I would say, first and foremost, evaluate your current technology, right? Is your technology really affording you that opportunity to compete? Number two, I would say, think differently. And at Valera, I think we certainly did. 2 years ago, we sought out to try to cure some of the gaps in the industry. And so we went into a strategic partnership with a lending fintech called Amount. And through that partnership, we've been able to stand up the account opening and credit card as a example of experience that offers and empowers instant digital lending. So think differently as far as how you do it today. Number three, and this is a little bit of lessons learned from some of our pilots, but it is dedicate time and resources to really review your credit policy and loan origination settings, right? Sometimes credit unions do a set and forget and they sit out there for quite some time and don't go back to actually review and see if they need to be modernized. So that's number three. And then number four, I would just say, try to reinvent the member experience with a digital first mentality. And I'm probably gonna beg forgiveness and pardon the usage here, Nike, if you're listening, but I like the mantra, just digitize it, right? Journey map out your member experience and that you have today, and then challenge yourself and challenge your teams to digitize steps in the experience wherever possible.
You know, one of the things that Valera, formerly PSCU and Co-op, have done over time is to really level the playing field on a card issued by a community bank versus a top bank in the industry. And that's really important. And when you get into the use of technologies, that's a perfect area where it's leveled the playing field. And I think that really bears note, even under the new moniker of Valera.
Valera, it's velocity for a new era. So here we go.
Scott, is real-time approval and or the denial of digital credit card applications, is it essential for keeping up with competitors' offerings?
Yeah. Do you mind if I share a real-life example here?
We love real-world examples.
Okay. So I want to share an example that happened to me, and I've shared this with some of my friends and colleagues. I travel a lot for work, and so I want to share a day in the life of Scott as he went to on a business trip. So I leave my home, and I'm driving on the highway, and I pay for my tolls digitally through my Easy Pass, right? I get to the airport, and the parking garage tells me how many spots are available on each floor digitally. So I park my vehicle, I go in, I check in with the TSA agent. I do say hello to the TSA agent, so I've talked to somebody that day, right? And then I go, and I go to my airline. I've already checked in for my flight. I've already received my boarding pass. I've already selected my seat, so I board the plane. As I'm flying and landing, I check in with my car rental company. I choose my car. I go straight to that car. The keys are in that car. I use a QR code to exit the garage, and I drive to the hotel. So then I get to the hotel. Do I go to the counter? No, because I've already used my app to check into my hotel room, request a digital key, and I can go right to my hotel room, use my phone, and open the door, and I'm in. I've lived my entire life digital, or my entire day digitally there, right? Then I got thirsty and said I really could use a soda. So I went down to the soda machine at the end of the hall, and guess what? It only took coins. And I was like, coins? I've lived my whole day digitally, right? And the soda machine takes coins. And I think that really the point of this story is when you're faced with digital experience and digital convenience all day long, and you come to a legacy sort of process, that really stands out. So, you know, my point is you don't want to be the soda machine in a day full of digital experiences. So that's a little bit of a story to answer your question or to start your question. I think your question is real-time approvals or denials critical or essential? I'm going to answer that with both a yes and a no. I think yes, it's essential for establishing, or in some cases, maybe increasing the percentage of apps that are instant decisioned. I think that's paramount, right? However, I think the credit unions holding true to their ethos, when I was at the credit union, we fought for every loan dollar we could. So you have to have a mechanism that actually allows you to pend an application for manual review or for potentially approving it. So I wouldn't say it's a hard yes, no. Although I do know that some of our larger banks in the U.S. actually do a hard yes or no. So I also think that's an opportunity for credit unions to potentially take on more approvals than maybe some of our bank partners are doing today. So I'd say it's a yes to no answer. It's yes, you got to drive more instant approvals to get that engagement that Ryan was talking about. But also don't forget who we are. We are credit unions, and we are people helping people. So make sure if there is a chance to approve that application, you're pending it and not doing a hard decline.
And that is one of the advantages of a smaller institution lending, right? I mean, you get to move outside the automated lending model into judgmental lending. And when you're into judgmental lending, you're looking at things that go beyond your basic FICO score and the nuts and bolts. It's really knowing more about your member, more so than a cardholder, right? It's knowing that intimate relationship and how they're affiliated with the credit union. You also touched on the activation piece for that, you know, getting a customer through the gates because they might need to be a member. And that's a really important barrier. I know I have a credit union card, and I know that one of the things that made my life easy, and it's actually with the teachers credit union in Florida, no teachers here, and being able to get through that model easily and painlessly and have that share held as I apply for the card made a big difference in when I started using that card.
Yeah, it's a great point, Brian. I think a lot of credit unions are maybe still in the process of making sure someone is eligible and joins the credit union as a member first before extending additional products and loans to them. But I would challenge and say, why not do it all in one experience, right? If you can, like, put the eligibility questions there, create the share account, create the membership account in the core at the same time. So if they're coming to you for a card ultimately and they need to join, put that all in one experience so they can receive the product that they're coming to you for first. And then extra benefit is that you have a new net member out of it as well.
Yeah, and a card's a natural area to go because the rates we know from credit unions are lower. There's typically that 18% cap that distinguishes it. I've looked at some numbers this morning on large issuer rates that go into the 28 and 30% range. And that sure is a big row to hoe on that when you do your monthly budget. So having that entry point where it's kind of a painless experience in getting a card, using rates that were here fundamentally common 10 years ago, which are no longer common, is a good way to start that. And then, of course, the whole strategy of a card is to get deeper into that member's household with other lending products and deposit products.
Yeah, 100%. I also would think there's an operational impact here as well for real-time approvals. Think about freeing up staff for more complex reviews or more complex situations, right? If you can automate this, you're actually increasing your efficiency ratios by really driving more instant approvals and then allowing your loan officers to really work on the harder, more complex tasks.
And those dollars translate into non-interest expenses, which affect liquidity and a zillion other metrics that the credit union gets measured on.
There you go.
Scott, as we come to an end here, I'm curious about the impact that instant decisioning has on winning and retaining the share of mind and wallet. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, share of mind is a term I've been using. We all know what share of wallet is, right? But I use the term share of mind as, are you really even in the mind of the user from a competitive perspective? Are you an option for them, right? We know that Gen Z, and obviously very soon Gen Alpha, are the smallest cohorts of members of a credit union, right? So that's a challenge we have. Their share of mind is no fault of their own. They've been spoon-fed lots of copious innovation, and our attention spans have gotten shorter as we get older, right? If you think about reels, I mean, how long is it you're TikTok or a reel you're spending on each one of those, right, before you move to the next? So our attention spans are getting shorter. We expect immediacy. We live in this culture of immediacy. So I think, you know, in order to stay relevant, Brian said it earlier, right, to retain that younger member or to get that younger member, you have to have an experience that matches their expectations of where they're at today. So I think the other piece of this, as you develop and just digitize it, if I can say that again, is to really understand that Gen Z and Gen Alpha are born digital natives, right? They may not even know how to write cursive today. And that's not a problem. That's just an opportunity to say, we have to meet them where they're at. They are used to doing everything digital on their phone. And that's their expectation, quite frankly, right? So I think, just to wrap up, I do have another example where usage is multi-generational. We'll say it that way. One of our credit unions shared this with me yesterday, that there was a gentleman in his 70s, clearly not tech savvy at all, but his granddaughter was opening an account with a credit union and said how easy it was. So he said, let me try this. You know, my granddaughter's doing it. Maybe I'll do it. So he did it. And he was surprised at how easy and seamless the process was. And he had his credit card credentials in his wallet, which he didn't really know what a digital wallet was at that time, but he soon found out. Come to find out, he is so engaged with that card. He is using his digital wallet everywhere to shop. Now he knows it's a safe way to use your account credentials. And he went from not being tech savvy at all to really being digital forward with his card credentials. And now he's a super engaged credit union member from this experience. So I think that's just a really cute anecdote that is timely to say that while we are always targeting the Gen Z and Gen Alphas, there's room for targeting everybody in this experience.
And getting in young is where it really counts, right? Because it's got a whole lifestyle that will be able to impact, whether it goes to shelter products or other financing, secured financing like autos and so forth. And it's kind of like the first boyfriend or girlfriend you ever have. You always remember that relationship, and it allows you to expand through the member's life cycle.
So hat tip to that granddaughter who showed her granddad how to do that. That was awesome.
Yep.
Thank you both so much for sharing your insights and perspective, and thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest Payments Journal episodes, and don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.